as I like to call it, the Lutheran Sunday. It's a day in the liturgical year where we celebrate the Protestant Reformation, and I suppose there is a lot to celebrate. We've come a long way, baby. For instance, the Protestants are no longer under the Pope. Our clergy can marry. We let people read the Bible for themselves. Not only that, but many denominations now ordain women into priesthood. That is to say, we are not nearly as ignorant as our forebears, and so today we kind of celebrate ourselves. Today we have even more reasons to celebrate ourselves, because three extraordinary young women affirm their baptismal vows, and they want to continue to be reformed in their own lives and faith, and they are committed to continue to reform the Lutheran Church by staying in it. Yet what do we get in our readings for today, like for this celebration? All the readings that are assigned for today are about sin. What we get on this glorious day is not a victory parade for the Protestant Reformation or even for the Confirmation, but a lot talk about sin and law. We heard Emily read, "All sin and fall short of the glory of God, and all who sin are slaves to sin, and that through the law comes knowledge of sin." Sin, sin, sin. Obviously, the people who decide what the readings are for things like Reformation Sunday didn't get the memo that what we are really celebrating